Now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorbin. Randy, good morning. You're taking a look at how businesses are recovering after the peak of the pandemic in 2020.
Yeah, this is interesting, Beth. Most leaders of businesses are bullish on their prospects for the next several months. At least that is the main gist of a new business leaders survey put out recently by JP Morgan Chase. It shows that 9 in 10 business leaders are optimistic about their company's performance for the next 6 months. As you might suspect, that is up sharply from last year when it was just over half of them being optimistic at the height of the pandemic. But JP Morgan Chase economist Jim Glassman says it was even higher in terms of their confidence than in the years before the pandemic. In fact, the highest in the 11-year history of this nationwide survey. Glassman noting that obviously the pandemic has changed the way a lot of both smaller and large companies do business, and he says that includes technology and a move to automate more functions, especially because it's difficult finding staff in some cases.
You look at retail sales of restaurants, it's kind of back to normal. And yet we don't have the people, that not as many people are working in those operations. So it may be that what's going on is you'll find if you go into a restaurant, maybe you're doing more of the work. You're ordering on the iPad and you're putting your credit card in. That's the automation story that businesses are trying to figure out.
Now, this survey by Chase was conducted from June 7th to the 18th. Glassman says the Delta variant was already being discussed at that point, but he says it didn't seem to dampen the optimism of many business leaders responding to the survey. And even with the news about the variant now being more prevalent in recent days, at this point, Glassman says, even if that tends to slow down the economy somewhat, he thinks these business leaders at this point are still relatively optimistic. Well, the parent company of Bausch & Lomb, Bausch Health Company, says it has completed the previously announced sale of the corporation's investment in Amoun Pharmaceutical, that's an Egyptian company, to Abu Dhabi-based ADQ for about $740 million. The company says the transaction will help Bausch Health further reduce overall debt. The interesting quote here from CEO Joseph Papa today was that the company is, in his words, continuing to pursue all opportunities to drive value for our shareholders, including preparing for the spinoff of Bausch & Lomb. Now, we should note B&L announced their intention about that spinoff about a year ago, but there still has not been a specific timetable of when that will happen. If it does happen, it would split operations like the Vision Care business, which makes contact lenses here in Rochester, into a company that is separate from the pharmaceutical division. RIT's Saunders College of Business has been awarded a state grant of up to $500,000 to establish an online life sciences MBA program. The new executive MBA entrepreneurship program will also involve the Kate Gleason College of Engineering, the College of Science, and the Golisano College of Computing and Information Sciences. The initiative, first announced by Governor Cuomo in 2019, is aimed at helping drive commercial applications and job creation in areas like biomedical engineering or bioinformatics. RG&E and NYSEG, along with their parent company Avangrid, have joined something called the Electric Highway Coalition. That group was formed earlier this year. It is committed to growing the charging system for long-distance travel involving electric vehicles, with a network of fast-charging station connections over the major highway systems. The two utilities say that participating in the coalition helps support the state's goal of deploying 850,000 zero-emission vehicles by the end of 2025. By the way, a marketplace from NPR will have more on the issue about charging electric vehicles at about 8:50 right here in WXXI. And Rochester Rio, the local electronic health information exchange, recently naming a new CEO and president. John Sheehan takes over for Jill Eisenstein, who announced her intention to retire earlier this year. Sheehan, most recently a consultant. Before that, he worked for Ohio-based Harbor. That's a large behavioral health provider in the Midwest. Sheehan is a Rochester native. He spent part of his childhood in the Southern Tier. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.